because that's something that you can really practice when you're using a D-man like that as a screen.
Yeah, I think lots of times you practice that, of shooting through something. But, it was obviously a great pass by Bo. It kind of put me in there in a good spot, and I'm just trying to get it through onto the net. And that was obviously a big play that was nice to have.
It looked like that was a calculated effort by the coach to get you guys away from the Lowry line. Was that the case? And what kind of feeling comes from getting the matchup you want at a time like that in the game?
I think obviously it's a big play. I think, it's definitely a game of matchups and getting away and finding rhythms and such like that. And, it was obviously a nice little turn there that, we were doing some good things that gave us a little momentum and obviously a chance to score a big goal.
What do you make of your team being the team that, when it needs the breaks, have been able to find them so far in this series?
Well, that's huge. It goes a long way. It's been hard-fought hockey. And, you look at our first periods, both games haven't been great. They dominated us, but we've defended well. And we're finding ways to earn them. We're trying to keep them on the outside as best we can. And guys are playing for each other. And still, it's not getting any easier. We have to get our rest and come back even more hungry.
So you say you got dominated in those two games. Usually when the Jets play teams and they play that kind of hockey, it snowballs on teams. What has your team done so well to keep those moments from snowballing?
Yeah, I think, obviously not letting them take control fully of the game when we do get kind of caught back on our heels. I think we find a way to have a little response, whether it's, upping our physical play or a couple shifts of possession shifts down low. We do a good job of kind of rallying and coming together as a team and getting through it together. And, you have to do it against this team because they're obviously so skilled and they're good. And, we have to do those things.
Right. Now, 0-for-7 on a power play to win the series. How do you get that going?
I think we've had some good opportunities. We have to maybe get simplified a bit, start shooting pucks a bit more. Obviously it's the thing that could dramatically affect the outcome, and it's something we're obviously going to take time, review it, and get that sorted out.
What did Pat's goal do for you guys? Because it seemed like at that time before that, they took the lead, their crowd was getting back into it, and they had gotten going. Did you feel like you kind of took it back right after that one?
Yeah, that was the thing, the big momentum change of the game right there. Kind of that whole first period, and then on there, just taking it to us, and just a big play like that sparked us. And you can see after that, we started to get confidence and put them back on their heels a bit, and things started to go our way. But that was a huge goal, came at an important time for us.
Those that don't know Oscar Sundqvist very much, what can you tell them about him?
Oh, he took a beating tonight. He fights for everything. You look how hard he works out there, and there's never a shift off. He's physical. He's making plays. He's obviously shooting the puck very well. He's doing whatever it takes, and he's a huge reason why we won this game tonight.
Did you know much about him coming into the season?
Not really. No, I didn't know. A few guys didn't really know, and he's just throughout the year he's impressed me more and more. He just seems to keep getting better and better, and impacting the game more and more.
Were you surprised they were a little undisciplined?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think that happens. Sometimes there's penalties, and we have to be sharp on the power play and make them pay. But that stuff happens.